And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to give you a first impressions. This time around, we're going to be talking about the HBO Max series Peacemaker. And to have a little bit more fun, I brought over I think he's been on this show and on my other show multiple times. We have Josh from Gingerflix. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, man.
You're always welcome. We're always happy to have another person who enjoys discussing films and shows on this side
of geeky stuff.
Exactly. If you haven't heard, we've talked multiple times. If you've heard his voice before, but for sure, go check him out. We recently done a discussion on the film Protégé that's out now. So go ahead and check that one out. But yeah, for now, let's talk Peacemaker. So Peacemaker, for if you haven't heard, is the HBO Max series, which takes place a few months after Suicide Squad. We're following.
Yeah, I think it was 3 months.
So something
was
like that.
3 months, 5 months. He was in the hospital.
Yeah, and we're following the character played by John Cena. This series is directed by James Gunn. I did not know that, so I'm like, yeah, a little bit.
Me either. I was like, oh, so he's like actually involved in this.
So I'm like, okay.
Like, and written and directed.
Oh, I should have paid more attention to that. Yeah, wow.
Like I was like, okay. I thought he's just, I thought he was just gonna have a producer cred. Yeah, you know, that's about it. Maybe a writing credit. Like I thought maybe. But
that's more interesting. Okay, and then on top of that, so this is the first impression, so we're going to be talking about the first three episodes of the series. Mm-hmm. So like, if you guys are, we're going to take a little brief discussion just the overall thing, and then we'll do episode by episode. But for the most part, we got three episodes, and I think I like this model instead of kind of what other like streaming service to do, where they only release like one episode. And like, I think having these three episodes, the first episode alone for Peacemaker was really fun. But I liked that we had at least three. Two would have been fine too. But three really, like, I am so down and ready to dive.
It felt like total runtime is about 2 hours between those three episodes, it felt like a good movie.
Yeah, it felt like a film, a first act of a, not a first act, but like we're gonna be watching a three-part saga film, a trilogy. Yeah. We're gonna be watching a trilogy, and it felt like that, and it did a good job. It's an interesting take to see what happens to a villain after the mission's been over. I like that they kind of stuck. Now, knowing now that I know that James Gunn wrote I'm like more intrigued, because there's a lot of comedy for sure. Like, the comedy still holds up from like Suicide Squad. So yeah, you're getting the same flavor from Suicide Squad. The cast they have, you know, they bring back John Cena, you have to. And we get returning like members of the two members who kind of backstab Amelia Waller. Hurt and Dyebeard. I can't remember his actual name because they just
Me either.
It's me in either. My head.
I feel like they said it in this episode too, in the last one, and I don't remember. I just think Dyebeard. That's it.
it's that way with characters. That's who you are now. And then we have like an introduction of a new character, the kind of the head of this operation, Mern.
Clemson Mern or something like that.
Yeah, they agents in the DC universe always have such strange names, but yeah, Mern. And then we get the introduction of who's the Lyota? Lyota. Yeah. kind of the extra to the group, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in episode one discussion. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, what did you just overall? What did you think of the first three episodes? And your thoughts getting into this series? Were you like excited overall, like for Peacemaker when you were no?
I wasn't. Like, I liked Peacemaker in the Suicide Squad, and in fact, I love the Suicide Squad movie. I thought it's the most underrated movie more underrated movies of 2021, especially like comic book movies. I think I had it as my second favorite of 2021 No Way Home obviously was amazing. But when it came to the movie itself, you know, great characters, but I was like, John Cena was like, he was great in the movie. You know, he's so good as, I really like him, not as a lead, but more as a supporting character. And he's really funny. Like, he has really funny moments. But then, you know, he gets shot. And I was worried about this show. I was like, I don't know how Cena is going to be as a lead. Peacemaker had some great moments, but at the end of the day, I was like, can he hold his own as a show? So, can we build the show around him? But, I was very skeptical, but I'm enjoying it. Like, really enjoying it.
It won you over. Okay.
Oh, especially the way the third episode ends. I'm like, okay, let's go. Like, I'm excited now. You know, Amazon, I think, does the same, or, you know, Amazon Prime, like Prime Video or whatever, because I remember last year they dropped the first three episodes of Invincible. I think they did the same thing with The Boys, you know. It's weird, you know, streaming services were originally advertised. So it's like, yeah, they just drop all the season like right away, you know, like that's how Netflix does it. But Disney Plus was like, nah, we're gonna do one episode at a time, like a regular TV show. You're like, and then now all these other ones are following suit. I'm like, damn it, you know.
I think they're testing the waters to see what kind of works. Like,
they won't drop the whole thing because it keeps the conversation going.
Oh, like, yeah, that's true.
You know, Stranger Things drops on Netflix and it's amazing, whether it's first, second, third season. But the conversation stops pretty quick, within a week or two, because, you know, there's other shows coming out now. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, you know, Hawkeye goes for 6 weeks, you know, Boba Fett, etc. So it's like, yeah, it just keeps the conversation going. It keeps the subscribership up, you know.
The money, that's where it all matters. Like, the money is.
Of course, like, that has to be where it's at, right? Like, if you're gonna drop something, like, you know, a lot of people, for example, I could be totally wrong on this, but the first when Disney Plus first came out, all they had was The Mandalorian as a big show. And people got Disney Plus just to watch The Mandalorian. And then when it was done, subscribership went down for a little bit. But now they have so much more content, you know, so many more shows like Disney Plus originals. So, you know, now people will want to stick around longer.
Exactly. So I think as far as Peacemaker, I think for anyone who's kind of hesitant of like, if they don't have, get that free like 1 month thing. It's, this show is going to be fantastic. Is there anything else you want to say before we kind of dive in episode per episode?
You know what? Another reason why I was surprised is because we don't have HBO Max in Canada, right? We have this, we have this thing called Crave, which goes off of one of our, I think one of our networks owns it, Bell or whatnot, and they have a deal with HBO, but you have to, you know, before you'd have to spend more, like twice as much to get all the new HBO stuff, like, mm-hmm. Just all of a sudden within the last month or whatever, you know, they dropped the Suicide Squad on there, the Harry Potter stuff, you know, they had that 20th anniversary, and I was surprised. All of a sudden I was like, I think it was Thursday, and I was like, what, Peacemaker? What? When did this is out now? And we can watch this? So it was like a free gift. I was like, oh, okay, if it, you know, otherwise I'd have to get it by different means, which I've done. But But yeah, no, so it was cool. I'm that's another thing too. I was like, oh, this is a free gift, basically. I am down.
There you
Which
go.
Makes it even bonus. Better. Even bonus. Better.
Okay. So let's get into it. So episode one, A Whole New World. That's a fun title. So it says right here it is 5 months. So it's been 5 months after the mission in Fort Maltese. I like that they did a decent, like they actually used footage from the film to kind of like this is what happened. I like that they did that. For anyone who doesn't know what happened in the film, like if you're jumping straight into Peacemaker without watching the movie, like okay, they give you an idea, like oh, this is what happened. I like that they did that. So we get, you know, we get like this interesting interaction with a Peacemaker and a janitor and this like small banter. And I'm like wondering like, oh, wait, no. Let's kind of go back a little bit. Let's go a little bit back. What did you think about the intro?
The dance sequence?
Yeah, let's just have a little talk about that.
As a dancer, I was like, yo, this is actually pretty good. You know, it's. John Cena is not a dancer by any means, and neither are some of the supporting characters, but the choreography is fun. It's so silly. Like, again, it just, you got this James Gunn silliness, man. Like, you know, going from like Star-Lord dancing in Guardians 1 to now dancing in this intro, and I thought it was silly, fun, and it reminded me of like a variety show,
entrance.
It's like because it starts with him, and then randomly all the supporting characters start coming through doing their own little moves. Then you got like the actual dancers kind of on the outside. Like, this is it was jokes. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, exactly. So
I watched it the first time. After that, I skipped it.
Oh yeah, I think it's a thing where it's like worth once. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah. Sorry, the skip intro button on all the streaming services is a godsend.
Exactly. I wish some other sites that I used did that. All right, continuing on. So, yeah, we get this.
Imagine you could do that for, like, real life.
Oh, God.
When you meet people,
I don't know. I don't know, dude. Imagine, Joe, there's a little bit of a tangent, but it's just click in real life.
Click.
No, the movie Click.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I want to do that sometimes. Off that tangent.
What, you're going to run into Christopher Walken and he's going to be death? Is that what you're saying?
No. Because he doesn't... okay, this is a bit of a tangent. Because he doesn't... If I remember right, he doesn't really retain memories of when he skipped. If I'm remembering right, he just kind of was on autopilot. So it's like he didn't... You know, so it's like... It's interesting. So say if we met for the first time in real life... And I was like, skip. And all I remembered was your first name. And we just like had a very interesting discussion. And like,
yeah,
I remember I met Josh. That's it. And I remember
that was the whole point of the movie too, is that
you
just skipped like parts of life and all that kind of stuff. But yeah.
But I think it's well enough to skip something. It's worth it. That's why we don't ever introduce each other again in real life.
That's it. Not, like, exactly.
Hello, Josh. My name is Jesus. Welcome again.
Exactly.
Okay. Anyway, continuing on. So we get him in the hospital. We get this interesting little banter with a janitor, and him then kind of quote escaping the hospital because he's free to go. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's an interesting take to see. He's an anti-hero for the most part, and we get to see kind of what happens to these people when they go back into normalcy. That's another thing I want to say about this show. It kind of, it's a real good sense of realism. The throughout the scene, it's like, it's realistic. Like, this is exactly what would happen if an individual, like, went back into society who did all this. Like, there's a lot of scenes like that. Like, yeah, that I would see that. I could see that. Minus like some of the crazy like superpowers or like equipment we'll see later. But for the most part, it's like really realistic, and I like it's believable. Like, yeah, that's.
Well, so it's weird. It's like for some characters, I like that. You know, I like when you have, just anybody to be, I don't know, like, we have things like him going to a bar, you know, picking up a chick, like, things like that, that a guy like him would do, though, like, and that even translates back to the Suicide Squad. They were partying in a club, and, like, they're just doing shots or whatever, like, drinking. It's like, that's what actual groups of people do. It's not just, we're gonna be in the hotel, we're just in the van, this is the mission, and that's it, you know, like, we're in the base, that's it. Like, I appreciate that. And same thing, I forget the girl's name, you know, the blonde girl that was in the movie. Same thing, like, she's the one actually at the bar first, and they're like, she's supposed to be, you know, a secret government agent or whatever, and it's like, no, she's just going to a bar having a beer, you know, and he tracked her there. Like, I like things like that, where it's just, yep, these are still actually real people that do real people things, you know.
Exactly. And on top of that, I don't, this show for sure is not a show you should watch with your mother next to you. It's a lot more graphic than I thought it was gonna be, like sexually graphic. How you, like, well, I'm like, oh,
there's some gratuitous things in there.
I'm like, oh, I did. Okay. I just have, like, I had that moment, like, oh, okay. No one opened that door. Anyways, continue. So, we get him. We get, like, this is a good introduction on kind of the rest of the cast. Like, we get the, because we only, technically we get three new individuals. because we're already introduced prior, like, with Peacemaker and the two agents that betrayed Amelia Waller. So, and then that's where we get introduced with Morn, and what's the name of, this is what the interesting one in episode one is, we get that Leota's character is Waller's daughter, and I'm like, oh,
we're gonna talk about her,
yeah, there's a little bit more I want to talk about, but yeah, that was like, okay, that's an interesting take, because I think that was kind of the little cliffhanger for episode one, like,
I'm gonna be honest, I just, like, kind of jumping ahead a little bit, I think she's gonna end up being a villain.
Really?
Yep.
I think the opposite, but continue.
I don't know, I think it would be interesting if they do that, because, okay, yeah, we find out that she is Amanda Waller's daughter, and I was kind of like, really? This is Amanda Waller's daughter?
Like, I thought, like, oh, okay.
But because there's a couple things. I think, well, who was it? Not Peacemaker, but maybe it was Dyebeard. Or maybe it was Peacemaker. I can't remember. In the first episode, they're like, what are your credentials? She's like, well, I graduated this at, like, you know, at such and such an age, and I'm an expert at this. And they're like, yeah, but what are your credentials? Like, what have you actually done? Right? Like, real world applications. And she's like, well, she hasn't done, she, like, and then she's so, she is very naive.
Awkward?
She's not awkward, naive. Naive. She is, and part of me is like, I'm like, you're playing this. There's no, I feel like this is a lie. Because,
really? Okay.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Like, just because would Amanda Waller actually put her daughter in there if she didn't know what she was doing? I feel like her behavior just is too childish. Like, it's too childish. And if your mother's Amanda Waller, who's like,
yeah, that's
so cold, bitch, like, yeah, most evil person, I was like, how are you this, like, joyous? And she's got some really funny dialogue too.
Oh no, like, yeah, her writing's, like, really good.
So the character is great. I just feel like there's more to it. There's got to be more to it.
And because
didn't Waller say to her, make sure, keep me updated with, like, there's like a side mission she has to do or something.
Yeah, there's always, with Waller, there's always a secret mission. So
yeah. And that was Peacemaker basically in the movie.
Yes.
He was the side mission. He was like, he
was the third mission. Because we had two teams, one team completely gone. Then we had the main team and then the secret Peacemaker mission. There's always something.
Yeah.
With her, there's always something.
Rescuing Harley as well.
Exactly. There's always something. That's true. There's always something. And I think that's what's good, because that just, it gives us more reason to like ponder, because I honestly did not think that. And going forward with the show, I might start paying attention a little bit more, because for now, the way I saw her character, I thought it was this like quirky, awkward character trying to get away from like her mother's profession, just kind of live her own life with her. I think it's, she's married, right, with her wife.
Yeah,
they're just, she's just trying to get away from that, and that's what I thought. Because when she gets like first like properly introduced as a group, when they're in Peacemaker's like trailer house, she's the only one that has like this like awkward introduction where you're in a group and you're just like it's like just talking to everyone, just clipping like,
but that's what I mean. I'm like, that's why I'm like, why is she there?
Exactly.
You know, that's why I don't get it. I was like, it doesn't make sense that you're this naive, this awkward, this like not, you don't have any real world experience, and yet you're on this mission to take down these butterfly things.
So this time around, we're gonna go with Project Butterfly. I like how they just like, all right, all right. Even I was trying to figure out what is this, because we don't really get a full thought until like episode 3. But that's kind of like episode 1. It's kind of it's a good introduction to everyone. We also get, I think in episode 1, we get introduced with Peacemaker Dad.
Yep.
Who's played by, why can't I remember his name?
Robert Patrick.
Oh yeah, Robert Patrick. And
the T-1000.
And I like his character right now. I did not know what to expect. We have to have a reason why Peacemaker is kind of an asshole. And it makes sense. It makes sense now. And I just want a little bit more clarification. I kind of was looking deeper into who Peacemaker's dad was, because in episode 3 it was like, oh, okay, that's crazy. Because I thought he was just some old, crazy, like, just...
I thought he was going to be like a military hard ass.
Exactly.
You know what? I do remember in the trailer for Peacemaker when they showed a couple scenes with his dad, and I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. Like their banter, they're kind of like both being a bit stoic, is going to be fun. But then I don't know, because Robert Patrick he's a racist. He's a pretty awful person.
Oh yeah, I
didn't expect that. I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't expect that he was gonna be that much of an asshole. Like, you don't like this guy.
I think that's good though. Yeah,
it's good. It's good because you're given an actual. I mean, sometimes with these movies, like you get these villains and you're like, oh, but you have to feel bad for them. Oh, like this guy is clearly gonna be a bad guy, and no, you don't feel bad for him. He's not a nice person.
He's not a nice individual.
You're not gonna sympathize with the Emperor in Star Wars. Like, sorry, you know, like, same thing with this guy. Nope, he's a racist, and he's a racist. He belittles his son. He calls him a screw up and all this stuff. You're like, nope, you're a terrible father. Period.
I was not expecting such crude humor. I enjoyed it, but I was like, I thought they were gonna, they did a little bit, but then it just kept going, and I'm like, wow, they just keep going, and I don't mind it. Yeah. Mostly with his character, because there's a point where it just can go off the rails, but it works really well with this character. One last thing for episode 1, Eagly. I love Eagly.
Eagly, after this show, it's like, we all want a pet bald eagle.
Oh God, I would love an eagle to hug me.
What I mean? I was like, oh, and he's, again, I thought something was gonna happen there. Like, I thought he was gonna like bite him or something, but it's like, nope, he's literally getting a hug by an eagle. And I'm okay with this.
I am as well. I love that. I love Eagly. Don't kill Eagly off later or sacrifice. I will be That would be sad. All right. Moving on to kind of episode two after that, all that introduction. Best friends, never ever. Oh, we also kind of get introduced with Vigilante. Who's Vigilante played by?
I don't know this actor.
I'm trying to find it. Is it Freddy Stroma? Is that?
That's it. I have no idea who that guy is.
I'm looking at some of his works. It's kind of all, it's all like supporting casts. But anyways, so at first, when I first saw him, he was introduced in episode one, right? So before we leave that, when he gets first introduced, like in the diner scene when he's outside, I was like, ah, this is the guy that's gonna, this is gonna be that. This is like, okay, this is gonna be the bad part of the show. Like every time he's on screen and like, but as we continue on with the later episodes, like, oh, he's actually not that bad. He fits well. But that first scene when you can show, you kind of have to grow to love him a little bit.
Well, that's the thing. When he gets introduced and you see him, he's, you know, he works at like the diner and he's, I don't know, what do you want to say? Like a busser maybe, you know?
A server or whatever,
Like a food runner or something like that. But when, it's one of those things, like, I thought he was going to be like Kick-Ass, for example. Hmm. Like, I thought he was just gonna get it, like, just be a regular guy putting on a costume and getting his ass handed to him, but no, he's actually a cold-blooded killer too. You're like, oh, okay, so he's an actual, like, I don't think he's as good a fighter as Peacemaker per se, but he actually can handle himself and handle a gun.
Okay, so kind of moving into like episode two. So this is where Smith contacts her about the situation. Oh, so this is this is after the whole fucking scene in the apartment.
Yeah.
And this is where I have this sense of like realism, because he's trying to escape while on top of that robbing this girl who turns out to be a butterfly.
Right.
And there's some quips that happen later with this sexual interaction, but him like trying to escape the whole situation, the whole fight sequence, and the second the music started playing, I'm like, some shit's about to go down. All right. Yeah. That's another thing with James Gunn, I feel. It's like a lot of these like the music was well picked out. Like,
yeah,
you can see, and I'm like, okay, and that it just really showcased like what they're fighting against. Like, that he was being, I was like, at first, I'm like, why is he getting so beat up by this like young girl? And that when he literally got thrown through the walls, like, oh, okay, this is a lot more intense than I was. What I was gonna see. All right, that
well, it's gonna. Yeah, I thought it was gonna be kind of jokes, like, you know, when you watch some like comedies and randomly, like an old person or just a scrawny young person or whatever can just for the sake of the movie throw somebody through a wall, but you're like, oh, that's just joke, like that's just because it's a comedy and it's like, you know, you're just making fun of that person, like Bob Barker being able to take down Adam Sandler and Happy Gilmore just by like and like throwing him, you know. But it's like, really, he couldn't do that because he's, you know, an old man. So I'm thinking, okay, she's just, hey, that's a joke. But then no, she's actually super strong.
Yeah,
is like, oh, stabbing him in the chest. I thought he was in so much more pain. When she like there's like a moment she slashes. I thought she slashes Achilles.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And I was that, like, thing, how are you standing? You know, like I thought. You know, that reminded me a little bit of like, was it Pet Sematary, the original?
Oh yeah.
You know, the kid like slashes the guy's like ankle and he just collapses because that's what, you know. So anyway, but yeah, that fight between him and that girl, That was intense. I was like, oh, okay.
You know, if we continue getting that kind of action, but which we do later on, it's like, all right, I'm it's just another reason, like, I am more looking forward to the more, and hopefully that whatever the finale is going to be, I hope it's like really great. Yeah. So we get the whole sequence with him, the fight, and then him trying to escape, because that, I think that's the first time we get to see this kind of the suspense of disbelief with his helmet. And yeah, him, like, that's like, okay. Sure. And him trying to escape the cop. Actually, wait, was episode one when he fought her and then? Yeah, episode one was when he fought her.
Episode two
is him escaping.
Episode one, it finishes with him using the helmet.
Yeah.
And he kills her.
To kill her is an understatement here.
Like, just.
Pavement. Yeah. but yeah, so then he's trying to escape. He has to get his clothes because he was fighting for some reason. John Cena always just has to be in his underwear. It's contractually like
yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, he's got to be in his underwear. We got so many butt shots of him too.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, all right, buddy, like, I get it, you're in good shape and you make me feel like crap.
All right. So we get this whole sequence. We get this whole weird, like, tension sequence with when he's holding some neighbors hostage. Like, all right.
Yeah, that whole, like, all that sexual tension or whatever.
That was like, I honestly thought he was gonna just, like, fuck her in front of the husband. I honestly thought that was gonna happen in the. I don't know, man.
Well, I was surprised at, like, again, with these comic book movies or shows, yeah, he would just jump off the roof and he'd be fine. Like, he'd jump off the roof, maybe down a couple balconies, but he would land like a superhero. Like, he'd be fine.
Oh, no.
Where, nope. It took so long for him to get out of the building. I was like, what the hell is happening?
But you know? I think, yeah, exactly. And that's where I kind of like this, like, sense of realism, because, like, yeah, on top of that, he just left the hospital too, so he's still kind of injured for the most part, and he kept landing on that bad shoulder. He's just like, ugh. And I like, okay, so we get that whole sequence, and then we get kind of this banter also in the car with Hardcourt and Leota's character. It's just like, like I said, we're still trying to get a feel of Leota's character a little bit. You're kind of suspicious of her right now, so I look forward to seeing where that goes. And then, because this all takes place in the course of one night, and this is like after everything. And this is also where we get kind of a more involvement with Peacemaker's dad, because they kind of frame him. And I'm like, Oh, okay. Because I didn't know where that was going to go. I thought he was just going to be the supporting character to kind of be there for his son, be there for his son and equip him and stuff. But no, they're like really going in to it. Like, they frame him and everything. Like, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I was actually really surprised about that. Like, again, just people making dumb mistakes. You know, like, and that's the thing. The guy says to him, why, out of all the people, you framed the guy's dad?
Yeah,
But again, the twist with that being is that, at the end of that episode, you see that he's, like, the head of, I don't know, what did they say, Hail...
The White Dragon. He's a white.
What? Yeah, Hail the White Dragon. And you're like, okay, so this guy is actually a pretty bad dude.
Yeah. So yeah. So,
you know, like, that's it. Like, he's not just a criminal. He is the head. You know.
He's a in caps real piece of shit. So
yeah. In caps. Yes.
So yeah, this is kind of all, and to finish off kind of episode two, we get, like, this is where we get, like, vigilante full costume trying to cheer up Peacemaker, get the shooting range montage, just another just fun quip. And it's one of those things, I think the pacing also works well with all these episodes. It doesn't hold on too much for everything, just going into all these little things. What else happens in this one? Smith learns about the device. Oh, this is where also, like, do you finish watching the credits and everything, and then, or do you watch after the credits and everything?
No, I don't watch all the credits.
Because so you have post-credits. Yes, yeah, every episode have had a post credits.
What?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So this is a little bit of a spoiler. So in episode two, he actually does end up fucking that neighbor lady with Vigilante in a three-way.
Oh yeah, but that wasn't at the end of the credits. That was before the credits.
It might be a little bit different for you, because on HBO Max they do thing, then like main credits, like the end, and then they do like international credits. It's really weird for you.
Because the way the second one ended, they're in bed and they're smoking weed, and Vigilante's like, I'll arrest you. I would have killed you, you know.
3 years ago.
3 years ago. And then, yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. So then John Cena, he grabs that device that he took from the girl's apartment, and it, like, goes on his arms?
No, it turns into, like, a little spaceship, because I think that's where the butterflies come from. That's my
thought. That's my thought. No, you're right.
Okay, so continue on to like episode three, because for the most part John Cena's character is being like kept in the dark on purpose, and even us as an audience, we still don't know what butterflies are until the end of this episode.
Yeah,
so this is when we're told, like, okay, or this is like when we're going on the mission, on the main mission to kill off this the sender. Which I gotta be careful saying that on the podcast, because we are not doing that in real life. This is for Peacemaker.
Oh my god.
Let's see here. So yeah, so this is where they do this whole setup, and this is kind of also where we're getting a little bit more in depth with Peacemaker, because in the movie he just slaughtered everyone in that, like, the whole like rainforest scene. Dang. Just like pop. So I was like, okay. And when they're in the to like in that assassination scene, and he's like holding back, I get why he's kind of a little hesitant with the kids, but he just doesn't kill the parents. I'm like, I want to know what they're gonna go do with that. But that was weird for me. That was the first time I was wondering, like, okay. But that's also the first time we kind of get a sense of Vigilante just being a badass. Like, oh, I like you more now.
Yeah,
I like you more.
Yeah.
So well, I hope like... we.
Sorry. No. Go ahead.
No, I just hope they kind of explore the reason behind John Cena a little bit more properly, and I just hope they just don't do something simple, because they can just go a simple route, like what would be something very unappreciated for this show, like, he just had a horrible childhood, he just has trauma, super. I hope they explain it a little bit more properly, because the way he was perceived in the movie, he should have just been able to do that, right? So it's just kind of that.
Well,
disassociation.
That's the thing. Like, when there's that one scene where he was kind of crying in his bed about, you know,
why no one likes him.
No one likes you, and you killed Rick Flag, and or Rick Flag was right. You know, I think that was a little. I don't know. It's like
there's a little humility there.
There is, but it's like in the last movie. See, this is the thing. I want to see what's different about why he is the way he is now. I mean, I get it. Hey, if kids is your limit, like, you won't kill kids, cool. Like, that's great. That's your limit. Like, and that makes sense. You know, some just killers won't kill children, right? But they're fine killing men, women, whatever. But then it's like, he wouldn't kill anybody, but it's like, he was... he's clearly done this before. Like, he's been on missions many times as Peacemaker. So what is it about the last mission? What is it? Why is he different now?
You know, and even his oath said he would do anything for his country, kill men, women, and children.
Young or old. It's like, so why is he different now? That's one thing too. It's like, you can't just say to show us that character's different, like, but why is he? What is it about the Suicide Squad mission that's changed him? Is it the fact that he killed Rick Flag? Because clearly when they were fighting, he didn't care.
No, yeah, you know? He just went at it. He was there for the mission.
Yeah, he really didn't care. Like, and it was almost like a person on the spectrum a little bit. You know, like, I'm talking about, like, someone maybe with Asperger's or whatever, where they don't really understand, like, social cues. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, no, this is the mission, period. Like, he doesn't have, it showed like he didn't really have emotion. He's like, no, this is the mission. I got to do what I got to do, period. There's no, you can't really say anything to me because this is what I do. And then now all of a sudden he's really emotional and the mission doesn't really matter. So it's like, why? That's what I hope they explore a little bit to explain why. Probably in the next episode, because he was having an anxiety attack, basically, when he was trying to kill the kids. Or the family, I should say.
Yeah. So we have a few more. That's fine. That's perfect. That's exactly what I hope they explore in this series. That's one of the things I'm glad that they're doing the show. And I'm glad that they did it, because you can only explore so much of a character in a movie when there's so many characters. So having this film or this series, like, okay, because that means we can explore some of the other characters. They've done it with other, like, Disney has done it, or Marvel Disney has done it with their characters, and they've been doing a good job. And I think this is like DC's, like, all right, I'm looking, like, with this show so far, there's potential for other series, and I'm like, okay,
you know what, but I gotta say, out of, like, just right now, the shows that have come out recently, Hawkeye, Boba Fett, where they're about characters that are already established, I gotta say, this is so far the best one. And it's actually about the character. And it's actually about stuff we want to see. You know, like, the main character isn't sidelined. But it's weird because, Peacemaker clearly can fight well, and he killed that girl in the first episode. You know, that when she was possessed or whatever you want to call it, but he's not a different character. Like, that's the thing too, is like, sometimes you get these shows now and you're like, oh, but, like, I'm sorry, the other show that's going on right now is Boba Fett.
And I gotta be honest,
I gotta be honest, I'm a little disappointed. Like, it's pretty good, and Temuera Morrison is great, and him and Ming-Na Wen together are a great duo. But he's doing things as a character that you're like, why? You are smarter than this. You're better than this. Why is this happening? It doesn't make sense. Where, you know, now with Peacemaker, mind you, Peacemaker has next to nothing in terms of history, at least on screen. I don't know much about the character in the comics, but, you know, Boba Fett has more on screen
history. That's true.
You know, than Peacemaker does, but Peacemaker is, at least the way he's behaving, you're like, okay, this is the guy I saw on screen, but he's adapting now, he's changing a little bit, but it's still the same guy, you know.
Then the episode kind of takes this point where Vigilante, like, assassinates everyone but one, and then gets caught by Judo Master. Such an interesting character, but sure, I love the, like I said, Peacemaker is such a quirky show, having this be like their opposite, like, okay, that's funny. And you get an interesting, like, fight sequence there, and then you get some quips when after they get captured. There's that whole torture scene. Go for it. You have something to say. You have something to say. Go for it.
Oh, no, just that scene was so nasty. And I was like, why do they do this in movies? You know, again, it's such a comedy trope. I think it reminded me of Family Guy. where it was like,
yeah,
you know,
do it again. Like, I don't feel anything.
He's like, I'll never talk. Okay, well, then they shock. They're threatening Peacemaker, but shocking and torturing Vigilante. So yeah, they'd be like, no, it doesn't matter. Do your worst. No, don't do your worst. Like, I don't know. I thought that was really fun. Oh my god! But when they showed, oh, the guy's foot.
Oh yeah, they, like I said, this showing, it's like it's rating, and like, oh yeah, okay. And there's some more quips with a little bit of the other characters. I'm still trying to get used to everything, because for sure, Peacemaker is kind of taking front center stage. For them, it is his show. But the supporting cast, I'm still trying to get used to them. They get some more banter. They do a whole Mandela effect joke in there. And I'm like, okay. Sure. The Berenstain or Berenstain Bear. That's a Mandela effect.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you? And I thought it was going to be a one off. And then they continued it. Like, okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing. It's like they kept going with certain things they've been doing in the show. They are really exaggerating. Like, they are extending the joke. So I'm like, okay. Look, I'm fine with that as long as you don't sacrifice story. Do all the jokes you want. Like, I don't care. You know.
And so far, they've done well. They have done well. But yeah, that whole like sequence, them getting captured, them trying to do a rescue mission, then this kind of like, this is also the time, this episode is also the time where we get Leota's character not like kill someone when Peacemaker gets captured and isn't doing it for the mission like her mom would.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I was wondering like what her character really is doing there. Because I thought, when I first saw this series, I thought, okay, after the first episode, okay, I thought it was going to be like Peacemaker and her kind of doing this buddy-buddy thing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But they're not doing that, and I'm kind of glad they're not doing that. They're actually doing a whole group dynamic, and because sometimes when shows do this, you get like this like partnership stuff, and the kind of some of the other characters get their own thing, but they're doing a really good job with everyone interacting with each other, and that's well. But this is also when I keep forgetting her name. Hurt Court. I keep thinking Hurt Courts.
Is it Amelia?
Amelia Hurt Court. Yeah, Amelia's character. Yeah. This is where she's like, hey, you gotta do the mission. Like, and Leota's character just stands there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I need to learn more. I need to know reason. And then, kind of to finish off, this is also where we learned about the aliens of the butterflies. Like, okay, because you get this, you get to the senator's face blown off, and the thing just crawls out. I'm like, oh god! Like, dude, when you saw the tongues sipping when they were being about to get killed. But like, okay, that's, I thought, because I thought they're like, oh, they're like something disguised as humans, like aliens.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right. And then you get the actual thing come out, like, oh.
Yeah. Well, this is another thing that I thought of immediately, though, and it kind of bugged me, is that why is this another Starro?
Oh, like, you're right. I didn't really think about that. Yeah.
It's exactly the same. You know, it's another, I mean, mind you, it doesn't look like the butterfly, a small butterfly is part of a bigger hive mind or anything, but it's just like, we just saw this in the Suicide Squad, where people are possessed by an alien. So why are they possessed? And the difference, though, is that this is like on a global scale, as we saw at the end of the episode. So you're like, what?
So that's when I thought, I was like, are they just gonna go around the world and murder everyone? I'm like, that's where it confused me. I was like, where is this story going a little bit with that? Because I thought they were gonna do like a country thing, like this is the hot spot. But no, it's the entire world. I'm like,
yeah, it's like, well, and the thing is, it also said potential. So it's like, are you gonna come across someone that you think is gonna be one and they're not? You know, is that gonna happen? Where, you know, Peacemaker is gonna think somebody's possessed, but you know, but
you never know. He did sleep with one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's another thing too. Is like, why did she attack him then?
Because they explained it, because she brought the documents into her apartment and she was reading it over. That's why.
Oh, so, that was the only reason?
Yeah, because okay. all the butterflies, we'll just call them the butterflies, like they're in communication with each other for the most part, right? So mm-hmm. It's like someone's gonna get like, oh, someone's looking into us, I'm gonna murder him. So yeah, that's why. But yeah, that's kind of really it. The only other like quick note is like Dyedbeard like car crashing into Judo Master.
Oh my god. Him dancing over Judo Master's body. Again, more dancing in this show. But I was like, dude, that was hilarious. I don't know why I found it so funny. Just like, because again, Judo Master just kept getting up. I was like, it reminded me of Mufasa? Is that it? Mustafa? In
from
Austin Powers?
Oh, yeah.
Will Ferrell? You shot me! You shot me right in the arm! Right? Like, you know, it reminded me of that. Like, every time he hit him, he just kept getting back up. You're like, oh my god, what? And then clearly you just hear the squish. I'm like, oh no, he's dead. He's gotta be dead at this point.
Like, alright. Yeah, it was just like.
And then he's dancing. Like, what?
He completed his mission. I applaud him for that, because he was like, I was worried about him a little bit. I was like, I thought Judo Master was gonna escape or something, because he was not gonna. I thought like, okay, because they're kind of having Dyedbeard's character kind of be. I thought he was gonna be the one character that's gonna fail or something here, because he's already failed with the falsifying information. So I thought he was gonna be that character. But no, they kind of like, hey, make sure no one escapes. Like, what is he going to do? Because he keeps complaining a lot. Like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And then, like, what is he going to do? The only thing I could think of was what he did. And I'm like, okay, that's exactly what I thought he was going to do. And then he just, like, I like that sequence where you're right. He's cautious. Like, oh, God, he has that crowbar, like, smack. But then. Like, yeah, you kind of have to go a couple times with mostly a guy who was able to go toe-to-toe with Peacemaker.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he's like, all right. So that's kind of really it. So far, it seems both our thoughts is like we're a little bit more surprised than we thought about how the show's going to go. And we're more than looking forward to it. This show only has 8 episodes. So we'll see what the other...
Is that it?
Yeah, there's only 8 episodes from what I've been looking into. So there's a total of 5 more episodes to go. So if our listeners wanted us to do an episode by episode discussion, that'd be fun, because I think every episode has been fun, and I think it's very like there's a lot more, mostly with the whole white dragon thing. I did not see that one coming.
Yeah, me either.
What are they gonna do with that? Are they just gonna, because Peacemaker doesn't know his dad's in jail. Like, no one told him, so.
No, but does, like, he doesn't know? I thought he did.
No, he doesn't know.
He doesn't know yet, okay.
No, Morn's character said, like, do not tell him that you put his dad in jail.
Right. Yeah, right, so, yeah, of course.
So there's that threat still to go with. Then there's a little bit more character building. Character relationship building between some characters with Hardcourt and Peacemaker a little bit. I don't know about Morn's character. Morn's character feels like he's still going to be a little bit more standoffish, like the outside looking in a little bit. We get this joke of him opening up her feelings a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think he's there for comedy's sake, and I'm fine with that.
I don't think so either.
That moment was funny in itself for just being not funny, but
yeah,
I want to see what more are they going to do with this character, or he's just going to be a million dollars lacking.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not. We don't have to go into specifics, but that scene in the van when she's showing them pictures.
Oh, God!
I was like, wow.
Like the comedy, man. The comedy is golden so far.
But again, this is why I'm saying there has to be more. How could she make that dumb of a mistake?
Okay, I can see.
No, you
guys use WhatsApp. I personally don't use WhatsApp. My family does, so I don't know if that's a feat that happens or not.
I only use WhatsApp really with Joey. We barely text. We mainly just use WhatsApp instead. But like, I'm sorry. Who makes that kind of a mistake? And you are a government like special agent. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, they have to be overdoing it with how dumb she is, even going gratuitous in terms of that picture, because she's gonna do a flip. Like there has to be. At least I think.
Okay, it's hard to agree with you because they have this white character. She's not in there very long because they kind of, I think they send her away in episode 2. And I just don't know. I can see where your suspicion are heading because she's like, she is Amelia Waller's child. And she says she's like trained in all these stuff, but time and time again, even right now, you mentioning, like, that's a very, very like amateur thing to do. Like, why is your personal account on this device? Yeah. And then not being able to like kill a possible like witness or anything. And on top of that, when she tries to go bribe the couple, she's like we need a little bit more from her, like backstory or something, just to give us, because she's just like, she feels like she's just this awkward desk jock, like jockey just type of character, and she just kind of got flung in there. It could be that, but we need a little bit more explanation from her. And I hope, like, there's a lot that has to be done within the next 5 episodes to kind of explain. But I think it's doing well so far for the first 3 episodes because it gave us a good introduction to all the characters. It's already leading us to some suspicions of different things and making us wonder. Like, it's so far for the first 3 episodes, pretty good.
Yeah.
Is there any other final notes you want to say before we kind of close off? Because
this is, I gotta say this, I don't know how much, how on top of possible like news or leaks or whatever you are with like DC movies and everything, but you know, I've heard some of the rumors where they're going with, you know, with in regards to the Flash movie and things like that, and I'm not a big fan. And look, I'm a diehard Superman fan, but it seems like they're mentioning any other characters.
Oh yeah,
but Superman. The guy's like, Aquaman's a hero. I'm like, who thinks of Aquaman? You know, in the world of DC, the person you think of would be Superman, like immediately. You know, out of all the heroes out there, you'd be like, Superman's a hero. And then they did the same thing. They're like, Batman's a hero. I was like, how do you even know about Batman? Batman is still supposed to be like a myth, you know, for villains in Gotham. You know, like, he's not supposed to be a world-known, superhero.
I don't know time.
To the common guy. To the common man, you know?
We can get into specifics a little bit, but that can be a different discussion or off for one-on-one.
No, it just bugged me. I was like, how did you not mention Superman? Come on.
That's true. There's a lot. They might mention him later. But they were mentioning him one by one and then kind of joking about it and everything.
Yeah.
Like, because it's good to make it sense for like people going into it. Like,
yeah,
this is the DC universe. Like,
yeah,
this. I'm glad that they did bring him up, because this just feels like this quote invasion. I think, like, why isn't the heroes dealing with this? Like,
yeah, like, literally, what is Peacemaker himself gonna do against a world full of these aliens? Nothing.
So yeah. You're right. Now we have to get a checklist of every hero. Like, where's the Wonder Woman quote? Where's,
yep.
We gotta get all these.
But, yeah. Wonder Woman, Shazam, whoever.
Flash. Yep. So now we have a checklist for. Okay. So both of us are looking forward to more the next 5 episodes. Look forward to more discussions, our final reviews. So far, we're loving the show. It's more than what we were expecting. I'm glad that John Cena's, like, he's very noted for playing some weird, goofy characters. I'm glad his acting has improved over the years. Mm-hmm. He's a little bit more believable. So I'm glad I'm glad to see his performances are doing better. It was fun to see him in Suicide Squad, see him in his own show. I'm liking it. There's a lot of threads we just spoke about. I'm looking forward to. I'm a little bit now more suspicious with Leota's character. So we're gonna close this off. Look forward to more discussions on Peacemaker. Josh, go ahead and shout out anything you would like to shout out.
What to shout out? So yeah, follow us. At GingerFlixPod on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You can follow me personally on TikTok at mr.josh.dance.geek. I post, dumb comic stuff and the odd dance thing there. Same thing, YouTube, just look me up. Yeah, that's about it.
There you go. Go check them out. They're a fun crew to listen to if you want to hear more about films and other television series. Go ahead and check out Josh's TikTok. They're really fun, honestly. His DC, like, comparisons are really fun to watch. You can always find me. Yeah, you're welcome. You can always find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Go ahead and reach out. Let us know if there's any other shows. Let us know what you guys thought about Peacemaker. Did you like it? Is it better than you expected, or is it worse? So thanks for everyone listening. Until next time, see ya. See ya. See ya.